Blog Talk Radio.
WIJSF.com. Women in Jazz South Florida, Inc. is a nonprofit educational organization that promotes women musicians globally through events, concerts, performances, clinics, lectures, workshops, articles, interviews, newsletters, courses, contacts, research, history, archives, websites, film, audio and video recordings, and recognition. Visit us at WIJSF.com. You're listening to blogtalkradio.com/musicwoman with your host, Diva JC.
Talk to me. Tell me about your day. Hold me close. Make me feel safe. than friends.
Well, good afternoon. This is Dr. Diva JC, and you'll never guess where I am. I'm in Los Angeles, California. It is a beautiful day, but it is a little chilly for me, you know, because I'm used to that 90-degree weather in Florida. But I'm here to celebrate the 10th anniversary of Gail Johnson and Jazz and Pink on Saturday, October the 20th, here in L.A. I'm so excited. I'm with Rada Buttafuoco, and I am so happy to be in L.A. Haven't been here since 1973. Well, you just listened to Lock the Door, which is a beautiful ballad by my guest, Linda D. Harris. And I'm not going to take any more time up. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Joan. How are you?
I'm ecstatic. I'm in L.A.
That's good to be. I'm here on the East Coast in Mitchellville, Maryland, 17 miles east of D.C.
Aha. Uh-huh. So you get to work in D.C. a lot.
I do. I'm lucky to work from home, but I go to D.C. a couple times a week. Yes.
Okay. How did you first come to music as a child?
Well, my dad was in the military. We traveled all over the world, and he was in Tops and Blues. And I was influenced by him, but I didn't realize that until I became an adult. I just didn't embrace the music until very recently.
Really? Well, tell us the story of how that happened.
Well, I life changed for me a couple years ago. I ended a long marriage, and I had to figure out some other things to do, and I decided I would do music. I took a jazz workshop. It went well. I got to perform in front of some folks and loved it. They seemed to love me, and I've just taken off since then. I get to do gigs all over, and I've started writing music and performing my own music.
And in this jazz workshop, did you learn music theory?
A little bit. But, in addition to, I'm a piano student. I've been studying classical music for a couple of years now. So I'm sort of self-taught in regard to music theory and still learning it. But in the workshop, we talked about the kinds of music, how to deliver it, how to make the audience embrace you, and so I took that away, and I practice it every time I perform now.
Okay, and who facilitated the workshop?
So there's a group here called the Jazz Workshop, and it's run by a guy named Paul Piper and Chris Grasso, who played with me when I performed, conducts the workshops. Typically, there's 6 to 8 people in the workshop. You go for 8 weeks, you learn 3 tunes, and then you perform them at the end at a local venue in the area. And that's what happened with me.
And so you performed standard tunes?
I did standard tunes. I did 3 standard tunes. We had to do a ballad. We could have done a bossa and then a swing. And so I did one of each type, and it went over well. I mean, the crowd seemed to like it, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I wasn't nervous, and I knew at that point that this was something I could do.
Well, I have to say that I really like your voice. I don't tell a lot of vocalists that, but
thank
I
you.
Do. Now, you wrote Lock the Door, right?
I wrote Lock the Door, yes.
And now, did you write the lyric and the music?
No. I wrote the lyric. I developed the melody, but the music, the arrangement was done by this incredible young musician who I'm working with doing other tunes named Felipe Pacanella. I see him once a week, and I write lyrics every day. And I decide on a monthly basis which one of the songs we will record. So we have a great collaboration. We have a great chemistry that enables me to get my lyrics from paper to song to recording. So it's very exciting for me.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. How many songs would you say you have written?
I have written about 15, but I've recorded 5. I'm working on a 6th one. My goal is to record a new tune every year. I'm releasing an EP that will be, it's ready now. I've got to send it out to for reproduction with 5 tunes that will be out in November. And then by the end of next year, I hope to have 12 solid tunes that are all originals that I will make into a CD.
And do you have a music company with ASCAP or BMI?
Well, I'm just now joining those associations. I haven't decided which one. Probably ASCAP I will join. I've joined locally. There's a group here called the Songwriters Association of Washington. I've joined them recently, and so I will rely on them to help guide me through the process. Okay. that's the extent of membership. Mm-hmm.
All right. So ASCAP is good. I'm with ASCAP.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know Amy K. Bormet?
Yes, I do.
Ah. Have you performed on the Washington Women in Jazz?
I have not, but I met Amy and I met Biggie Vinkelo. In fact, I went to Sweden to hang out with her for a while last year. No, in 2017, yeah. And so I know them. I know both well. So I'm hoping that to connect with Amy. I know that she's moved back here and doesn't live very far from me. So I'm hoping that we will connect now.
Ah. I didn't know she moved. Yeah. She moved from California back there.
California, yes. She's in Maryland now. Yeah. Yeah.
Biggie is our international president.
Yes, I'm aware of that now. I didn't know that before, but she let me know that. So I got to hang out with her and I had a wonderful time. She was here and I
Now you are working with male musicians. Have you ever worked with any female musicians?
I have not, but that is certainly a goal. That's a goal. That's a goal. I'm working to get really good at lyric writing and improving my piano skills, and then I will I'll look for that.
Well, I'm sure Amy can be instrumental in that.
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I have not been able to attend that festival yet, but it mm-hmm. is on my bucket list.
Oh, good.
Now, I'm very curious. Oh, before I say that, so you went to Sweden and you were with mm-hmm. Biggie. Did you get to sing in Sweden?
See, Biggie runs... She has an organization. She goes around to different venues, and it's all improv, which I was fascinated by. So I got to do some improv. I didn't do any jazz standards. It was just pure improv, and it was wonderful. So, yeah, I was able to do that in a couple of different locations in Sweden, in Gothenburg.
You know what's fascinating? You're bringing me back to my beginnings in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. When I worked with an avant-garde group, and that's what I did, vocal improvisation.
Okay.
I didn't remember that. You made me remember that. But then I started writing songs. I had a wonderful piano teacher, Gerald Price, who used to accompany Gloria Lynn, Dakota Staton, Ella Fitzgerald, and Sarah Vaughan when they were in Philadelphia. So he really knew all the nuances to play with a vocalist, you know? But he gave me an invaluable lesson. He told me all musicians hate singers. And I said, well, why am I here? And he said, because I'm going to teach you to be a musician. Mm. And that he did. My first piano lesson became Sweet Return, which was recorded by Freddie Hubbard on Atlantic Records. But it's an instrumental. It's no, there's no lyric to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did write a lyric, but I don't like the lyric. So, but I wrote lyrics to Night in Tunisia and Tune Up and Blue Bossa. And if you'd like to sing them, I'll definitely sing them, send them to you.
Oh, I would love that. You know, I just remembered I sang with a we did Night in Tunisia with a Capital Jazz Voices. I worked with them for a year. Wayne Wilentz, who plays with me often, is an incredible piano player, ran that group, and we did Night in Tunisia, and that was a lot of fun. But it was at that point too that I realized I didn't want to be in a group. I needed to be a vocalist. And I certainly intend to start accompanying myself. I practice 2 hours every day on the piano. And so my goal, it makes a difference as a vocalist to be able to read music, to understand it. So I want that to put me apart from other vocalists in that I can play and read the music.
And that is what my one regret, that I didn't stick with the piano more than write music to accompany myself, because I probably would still be performing, but I retired in 2014 because I was really just tired. You know, I had been on stage for 40 plus years, and you know, now this is my passion, to promote women like you who are up and coming, you know.
Okay.
Now, have you ever heard of Renee Marie?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Her story is similar to yours.
Yes, yes, yes. I know that. I'm following that. I'm kind of trying to follow in her footsteps. I'm starting a little bit older, but I'm still very connected to her story.
Mm-hmm. Now, besides Sweden, have you traveled any other to any other countries?
Well, yes. Yeah, so one of the most delightful things, I did a Dave Koz cruise, and we did, we went to Italy, we went to Montenegro and some other ports, and I got to sing on that ship. I entered the contest, and I came in third place, and I was so excited. And I sang in front of a lot of people. I mean, that ship, if you've ever done any of those jazz cruises, had tons of people. And I was warmly embraced. So that helped me, too. I think I would have won second prize, but there was a little girl who played an amazing saxophone. And, so she came in second. I came in third. And the first place winner was also a saxophone player, which is what Dave Koz plays, of course. So, but I felt just wonderful having that experience. I went to Paris and I sang in a few places. It was all open mic sort of situations, but I got a chance to sing there. So those were all just fun and amazing things for me to do, and really broaden my horizon with regard to my mission and making this music thing work for me.
Yeah, I think that is the most exhilarating aspect of being a musician, traveling, being in different countries with different cultures, and being received by foreign audiences.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, have you had any challenges being a woman in the music business?
Well, you know, I'm at the very the beginning stages, but so far in this DC area, this DMV, I'm warmly received, and I don't feel any, but you know, challenges invigorate me, so I'm not the least bit deterred by that. Even if they're there, I choose to ignore them because I have a mission and I intend to make this work.
That's beautiful.
So I just think that if I'm good at, if I craft myself and I'm good at what I do, I think that will that negates any challenges that I may encounter.
That's really good. And what would be your advice for a younger woman coming into the music business?
Okay. Well, first of all, you have to be passionate, and you have to set goals, be strategic, and just go for it. It's not going to be easy. You know, you're going to have a day job. Now, I'm fortunate in that I've had a long career in real estate. I've got funds to sustain me. So you're going to have something to sustain you, some financial backing. But stick with your goals, because I think that if you know that this is what you want, you simply have to do it and go against all the odds.
What are the odds?
Well, I mean, the odds are the competition, particularly with jazz. There's a struggle with jazz. Not all people embrace it. I've chosen jazz because it's what I know. But I would just say that the competition, being good, working hard, being rejected often, but just sticking with your goals. I just believe, I mean, even in my own business that I had, people when I started it, they said, it's not possible, you can't do that. I just tuned all of that out and decided that this is what I wanted. And I very methodically planned how I was going to make it work. And it worked, and I'm going to do the very same thing with music. So my advice is no matter what.
Okay, and do you have any gigs coming up?
Well, I'm actually singing tonight. I'm singing for a group tonight in a blues and jazz series, and I've got a lot of private gigs coming up. The nice thing, I joined a classical pianist group, and we're going to go about playing a couple times a month at various nursing homes. I'm very excited about that. The most exciting thing that will happen the beginning of next year is I will be singing in the Mid-Atlantic Jazz Festival. So I'm going to work hard to put together a good program for that. I get 75 minutes to dazzle the audience, and that is what I intend to do.
I like the way you present yourself. That's beautiful. I do. You're a very mature person, and you're coming to jazz with your eyes wide open. So many of us started in our 20s, and, you know, first of all, the competition, I don't think it's that fierce, because most people do not dedicate themselves to the music the way that they need to be successful. I'm going to play Don't Dare. And please set this song up for us and take your time. You got about 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, this song is my protest song for this current administration. I watched in horror one night on MSNBC, and I'm not promoting them necessarily, but the kids at the border and the families being separated by this ridiculous policy, this immigration policy. And I couldn't sleep. I was up at 2 in the morning, and I wrote this song in about an hour, because I was just so entranced by what was happening and such great pain, and this is my way of addressing it. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to be doing a music video. I've gotten a pretty talented rapper that's going to collaborate with me, and we're going to go around in D.C. starting next week filming a music video of this song, and I intend to post it on all social media just to let people know that this what is happening is so wrong, and we need to stand up and do something about it. So I call it, don't you dare. Don't you dare take the children from their mothers who are fleeing bad situations simply to have a decent way to live.
Mm.
And that's why I wrote it.
And very few artists are brave enough to write protest songs. That's one thing that I like about Renee Marie's music, that she really pushes back on the patriarchy and, you know, politics. Well,
sure.
Our time is almost up. Don't Dare is a nice long piece. When you get your new EPK, do let me know. And
absolutely,
we will do another show with two more songs. And I want to thank you for being one of our champion members. So whatever you need, you let me know.
Thank you so much, Joan. I'm delighted. Absolutely delighted. Thank you.
Okay. Here's Don't You Dare by Linda V. Harris.
Mm-hmm.
baby from his mother. It's time to stop all the hate. Tear down the borders that divide us as we build a path.
WIJSF.com. Women in Jazz South Florida, Inc. is a nonprofit educational organization that promotes women musicians globally